Hi, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Martine Blackler. She's from Uvongo, KZN, South Africa.
I was on the phone to a friend, and we were discussing the pandemic and how one can navigate between all the regulations we need to follow. She ended the conversation by saying, "Oh, you Christian Scientists are all such positive thinkers." When I put the phone down, something didn't sit right. I looked up positive in my dictionary, and it said, consisting in or characterized by the presence rather than the absence of something. Wake up call. In her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, says, human belief has sought and interpreted in its own way the echo of spirit, and so seems to have reversed it and repeated it materially. But the human mind never produced a real tone, nor sent forth a positive sound. It's good to remember that positive thinking puts power in the human mind and not in God, who is divine mind. So, is it right for us to be optimistic about the future? It's a good start, but we need to know where the real source of good is. In God, not in a tentative human sense of hope that crosses its fingers that all will be well, while secretly thinking it might not be. When we determine whether our thoughts are from God, which brings real peace and confidence, or whether it's just human will that's speaking, then we can trust that Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, and that this same is always good. In a message to the Mother Church in 1901, Mrs. Eddy says, give us, dear God, again on earth, the lost chord of Christ. Solace us with the song of angels, rejoicing with them that rejoice. That sweet charity, which seeketh not her own, but another's good, yea, which knoweth no evil. Not the absence of evil, but the presence of God.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.